For more than a month now, the community of Lake Chesterfield has been without a lake. Early in June, the 23-acre lake that inspired streets named such as Waterside Drive and Sailboat Way disappeared overnight, leaving confused residents scratching their heads and wondering where all the water's gone. Teresa Hare is the manager of the Lake Chesterfield Homeowners Association, which is in Wildwood, Missouri. Ms. Hare, thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Where did all the water go?
The water went into an underground cavern. Missouri's a very cavernous state, and apparently one of them happened to be located under the deepest part of our lake.
Oh, my word. And this just happened overnight?
Well, the majority of it happened overnight, but it literally did drain within a period of 3 days.
She just got up one morning, and what did it look like?
It was completely bare. It had no vegetation at all on the bottom, and the area that was actually the sinkhole looked like a moon crater. It was a zoo here. People just couldn't believe it.
Mm. Now we should underscore Lake Chesterfield was what
man-made.
We call man-made lake built by the developers in the community, right?
Yes, it's about 17 years old, and it is clay lined, and it is technically a stormwater detention area.
Miss Hare, do you live on one of those streets, Waterside Drive, Sailboat Way?
No, but I do drive up Sailboat Way and Waterside Drive every day.
Mm, must pinch now.
Well, we'll just have to get the lake back so we can not have to change the names of the streets.
Is that a possibility to get
the lake?
Yes. What are they going to do?
We immediately contacted a geologist, and they drill down, and every 5 feet or so, they test to see what type of geologic rock is in that portion, mm-hmm. and they do a water test. They did 5 drillings, and the method that they recommend is what they call a grout curtain. And it's essentially a wall of concrete-type material mm-hmm. that will seal off this opening.
Well, I can't imagine this is inexpensive.
I can't imagine either. We don't know yet, but we're all dying to know. Let me tell you, the rumor mill is rampant, but we've not given any dollar figures yet because we don't know them.
Mm. The other option, which I'm sure has occurred to you, is to rename the community Chesterfield Meadows.
Or Lakeless Chesterfield. That's been known, too. I don't know if I can call my friends. They've been, they've had a lot of fun with this. We've decided we have to get some laughs out of it. And I'm hoping it's definitely a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Well, Ms. Hare, thanks very much.
Okay, thank you.
Teresa Hare is manager of the Lake Chesterfield Homeowners Association, which is in the process of now trying to acquire another lake.